All right, welcome back to another edition of Turning Red with Denny Malloy.
And I'm Regina McManus.
And we have a special guest today, and he is Nick Coca. And Nick, you are here today because there is a big redistricting plan going on in Ohio. After they had the 2020 census, they looked at the number of citizens in Ohio. We had a net loss of Ohioans apparently in our district or our area. And it looks like we're going to lose a congressional district in the House of Representatives. So right now, it is a commission's job to figure out which congressional district gets cut. And somehow, the Mahoning Valley is on the chopping block. With Tim Ryan running for Senate, this being a big Democratic district, the Republicans being in control, it makes sense that a lot of people want to say axe to the 13th and make it go away and blend it into three other districts potentially. Or there's some other parts of the state. I understand the Snake on the Lake up near Toledo, possibly Gibbs District with retirement. You know, there's things that made other areas that may disappear. Unfortunately, we can't just get rid of Anthony Gonzalez, but we're going to lose somebody.
Like to.
We'd love to. Well, we will.
Yeah, Max Miller will take care of that on his own. Election day, yeah.
But so they had a commission meeting yesterday at the Kilcawley Center at YSU. And they had, you know, what really pisses me off is they have a commission. It's made up of Speaker of the House, House Minority Leader, the Governor's Office, all these people to sit and draft these new congressional lines in the state, which are also going to affect, from what I understand, the state rep and potentially state Senate boundaries. Mm-hmm. So they got to get this done by September 15th, from what I understand, sometime in September. They've already moved it back once, just like the election last year. And they're going to play the blame game each other why they can't get together and get it done. But they did do this dog and pony show where they say, okay, we're going to go around the state. And we're going to get your feedback. We're going to get your input. We're going to hear what you have to say. Well, we are so important here that yesterday only two of the actual representatives of the commission showed themselves. The others sent representatives. I'll go handle that. Go represent me up there. Go represent me up there and hear what they have to say. A little pat on the head. So what we're here today to do is say bullshit. We're calling bullshit and saying we need to be heard. Mahoning Valley is the home of the scrappers. It's the home of tradition. It's the home of some of the toughest blue-blooded Irish, Italian, Black, Jewish, Puerto Rican, Latino,
Greek
American, and you name it. We're the melting pot of the world right here in Mahoning Valley. We've been that way since the steel mills, since the 1900s when the immigrants came over. They all came to Mahoning Valley. And this is the area where we roll up our sleeves and we need to step in here now. We need to kick some government ass now and say, we're not going to be represented by a guy in Marietta. We're not going to be represented by someone in Ashtabula. We're not going to have a congressperson be from Akron. And we had a guy yesterday, Nick Coca is with us here today as our guest. I was watching, just surfing, doing my thing. You know, I get on the internet occasionally and live surfing Facebook. And I see a guy, Nick Coca, let me see what he had to say. And you were speaking in front of the panel, the commission.
Correct.
And you represented us like a champion, like Boom Boom Mancini going in for the title fight. You were like Jim Trafficant in his glory days, going into a room, locking the door and telling all the labor leaders and employees, nobody's getting their ass out of here until we have a contract negotiation. And that was Nick Coca yesterday. He stepped up and basically slammed his fist on the table and showed that we carry a big stick here in the Mahoning Valley, and they can disregard us. Mm-hmm. They can disrespect us. They can use us as a political pawn. We're not just going to sit there and take it. We're going to bite back. We're going to snap back. We're going to do everything we can to save our valley. This is the Mahoning Valley, Columbiana, yes. Mahoning and Trumbull County.
Yes.
That's how we identify. That's how almost every listener on this show identifies where they're from. I'm from Youngstown. I went to Cardinal Mooney High School, but I live in Trumbull County now. And when I tell people where I'm from the damn Mahoning Valley, I still tell people from Youngstown, even though I'm in Cortland, because that's who we are. We are Valley people. You said it best yesterday, and we're going to show the clip of you talking for the whole world to see, and we're going to spread this thing, hopefully like wildfire. We have ask every listener out there to share this thing, and we're going to say, hey, we're all jumping on Nick Coca's back, and we're riding this thing to the finish line. We're not going to let them disrespect us. We're not going to let them take our district away from us. I don't care who the congressman is. I don't care. A lot of people have opinions that Tim Ryan hasn't done anything in 18 years. Then they're going to say Trafficant didn't do anything for 17 years. And then they'll go back and say, well, Lyle Williams could have done this better. Well, guess what? We're still the Mahoning Valley with them. And like it or not, all three of those were Valley guys. All three of those understood the rivalry between Mooney Ursuline football or Canfield Poland football. Yes. Or
Austin Town and Boardman football.
Austin Town and Boardman football, or the Trumbull County teams for that matter. Yeah. You know, a Highland Champion game or Highland Brookfield game. They understand it. They get it. They know, like you said, where Handel's Ice Cream is. They know the Briar Hill Festival. They know, you know, the Italian Fest. You know, they know the Greek Fest of the churches. They know these things because they were born, they raised it, they live it. They know Lanterman's Mill. They've been to there. They've been to the falls. You know, they've seen Mill Creek Park and experienced all its glory. They've boated on Mosquito Lake, like you said. We don't want somebody. We just had a very competent and capable woman.
We did.
That ran for Congress.
She wasn't from this area.
And that was an auction. She wasn't from our area. So what? Now all of a sudden, let's move the goalposts, and now we want someone from outside the area to represent us? Now it's cool. Now it's in fashion. Now that's what they're going to try to make us have? I call bullshit. And on this show, we're going to talk about that. And I guess the best thing to kick this thing off is we're going to watch this clip. And this is a clip of you speaking at the commission meeting yesterday.
Correct, yes.
In front of these so-called delegates that are going to make the plan to redraw the district.
Yes.
And we'll get into how this is all going to work a little more in depth after you watch the clip. You know, there's formulas. There's population things they got to go by. There are demographic-type things that are outside of our control. And some rules they have to follow. And if they agree, they agree. And it stays that way for 10 years. If they agree but not in majority, then they'll redo this bullshit in 4 years.
Correct.
But for right now, and that's probably going to lean that way because we are a Democratic district. Of course, this district is going to be made more Republican. So we're probably going to go in that direction of 4 years. But then 4 years from now, when we get the whole House, the Senate, the presidency, and everything back red again, then we'll go and get the 10 years at that point. But I'm happy with a four-year plan right now. But the big thing is that every listener out there needs to know we are losing our congressman right now because Tim Ryan is running for Senate. So there will be no more Tim Ryan regime as our congressman. That 18-year run, 20-year run is done. Jim Trafficant's not coming back from the dead. His thing is done. We're going to have new blood. We're going to have new vision. We're going to have new leaders emerge. And there are a lot of competent leaders. Right now, there's people out there on the Democratic side, the Trafficantes, the Sean O'Briens, the Jumbo Cherries, are just rubbing their hands together, licking their lips, wanting to have a shot to get in the ring. You know, they want to be a part of this fight. Then we got the people on the other side. We got the great Mike Rulli, who probably will walk right into this position. You know, we've got some other people on the Republican side, too, that have expressed interest. And bottom line is, we got a bunch of Valley people going to duke it out for King of the Valley to see who represents us here in the Mahoning Valley. And I am red now. We are all red at this table. And I'll tell you what, I would rather have someone, first and foremost, that understands the Mahoning Valley and is truly going to fight for the Mahoning Valley more than I want somebody who's just conservative from far away that's gonna pop in here, like you said, and stop in and shake a few hands and not know any of the family names and just come here when he needs our damn vote.
Correct.
We're not going to put up for that.
Well, that's basically what Tim does now anyway.
And if I may, first of all, Danny and Regina, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on here. You know, just a few months ago, I watched my best friend in the world, Tex Fisher, and his company, and those guys are, watch out for those guys. They were on this show, and I thought, how cool is that?
Great.
My best friends. And so it's an honor to be here myself. But you know, my pleasure. While we're all on the right, I think that this issue in particular is a bipartisan issue. You know, I went to this meeting yesterday because I saw it on the news and I knew it was worth fighting for.
And you were just a citizen advocate who rose her hand and said, I'd like to speak.
Yes, sir. And I walked into a room in the Chestnut Room in Kilcullie of about 100 of our Mahoning Valley citizens and a very diverse group. I saw, you know, church leaders from the inner city and from, you know, some of the Catholic churches in the suburbs. I saw a single mother from, I believe, Ashtabula, who just wanted to speak because she felt she wasn't represented. And then there was a young guy like myself. But the point is that Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, moderates, everybody was there, and everybody was there because they want to keep the Mahoning Valley united, and they want to make sure that we have the undivided attention of a representative, in not only representatives in Columbus, but a representative in Washington, D.C.
And then what you said, like I said, it got me off the couch. I got on the phone and immediately, you know, started researching in more to this, looking more into this, and lo and behold, the phone rings. And, you know, your thing kind of went viral, valley viral, I should say. And right away, it was just a natural fit that we had to get this guy on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, our listeners need to hear this. We need to toot the horn for you. You already did it yesterday. It's, you know, everyone gets their 5 minutes of fame and it'll be under the rug this time. We're going to make sure this thing lives on. We're going to make sure people see this thing now. Now, we're going to need you to, you know, watch this, listen to the words he's saying. And I don't think he needs any further explanation because the stuff you were saying, I'm thinking, damn, I could have said that. Damn, that was a good choice of words. You know, that I resent. And by the time I was done, I was like, let's go fight. I was like ready to go grab the torch and the tar and call Regina and tell her to go grab the pillow feathers or the feather pillows and let's go out there and tar and feather somebody. Let's make this thing right. So you motivated me.
If you're from the Mahoning Valley, you get it.
You get it. And that's what I mean. You've got to get it. That's the biggest thing with this is we are special in the Mahoning Valley.
Yeah.
I don't care. I left like you. I heard all the places you traveled. I left and went away to school in West Virginia. I went away and worked in Cleveland. And I went to the police academy in Columbus. And I still craved home. I still wanted to be home. I wanted to be back here. This is home. I'm 51 mm-hmm. years old. And this is still home and will always be home. And I'm sure anyone that's moved to Florida, anyone whose kids moved to Arizona, anyone who's forced to move out of the valley, they would still give anything to live their lifestyle and still be home if they could. And we need to make sure that safety net for everybody stays here and we still have a home. I've seen other areas be destroyed. And damn, it ain't going to happen here with me. Not as long as I'm breathing. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm right behind you on this. All right, Joe, we're going to key this thing up. And we're going to play the tape. We got our engineer working on some things back there. So whenever you're ready, Joe, if you're back there. Now, Nick, tell us a little bit about your background. I'm going to go help assist in this. Tell Regina a little bit about your background, where you came from, and who's Nick Coca?
Well, when I'm not advocating.
I've known you for years.
We've known each other for a little while.
Yeah, a little while.
Well, I'll tell you this. I first got involved in politics in 2012. I was at the Canfield Fair, and I walked into the Mahoning County Republican tent, and one of the lady volunteers there urged me to sign up. I did. I got a phone call a few days later from an organizer, and fall of 2012, I was making hundreds of phone calls for our presidential nominee at the time. His name's not important, but...
Well, I know, but yeah.
That's a popular more. So yeah. I don't
advertise it as better than Obama, right?
Oh, he was a great choice.
Yeah.
And so from there, I met Tex Fisher. Again, shout out to my best friend in the world.
Love Tex.
Great guy.
And
Jonathan and Thomas, let's throw it out there.
Yes.
Their team.
Yes. And they're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
We started the Mahoning County Young Republicans. We restarted it, and we ran it for a few years there. About 2014, I attended CPAC, Washington, D.C. We met Charlie Kirk, the founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, where I now work. I'm now employed, and I've been there 5.5 years, and I love every second of it.
And they're lucky to have it.
Thank you. And when I'm not, fighting for free markets and limited government, and pro-America values. I'm fighting for the Mahoning Valley in doing things like this. So,
okay, well, let's key this thing up. Let's watch all our viewers and listeners here. This is Nick Coca yesterday at the redistricting commission meeting.
Not one of our representatives. And thank you to the commission for coming to Youngstown State and for listening to public comment. I want to give you the perspective of this community as myself, a young man, 26 years of age, grew up in Austintown. As you came into town this afternoon, likely from all parts of the state, did you pass by Handel's Ice Cream? Founded by Alice Handel in 1945. And before that, we were the home of the Good Humor Bar, founded in the 20s. Did you come through Canfield and drive past the fairgrounds where in just a few days will be the home of the Canfield Fair, the annual Canfield Fair, one of the largest fairs in the state? And I think most of you know that because, with respect to the commission, some of you on the board and those you represent were there recently campaigning for the very jobs that put you in this position. Did you drive down Market Street and pass an old pizza place, actually a very vibrant pizza place, founded by my grandparents in 1982, Italian immigrants, raising a young family, my father included. Maybe you drove down 224 and passed by the site of the very first Arby's restaurant. While the Mahoning Valley is rich in history, our economic conditions today are quite poor. In June of this year, Ohio's unemployment rate was right about on pace to the national average, about 5.2%. The Mahoning Valley, all three counties, Mahoning, Trumbull, and Columbiana, were all in the top 20 in the highest unemployment percentage, the lowest of which is 7.4%. This is nothing new. The median household income for Youngstown and Warren is about half the national and state average, with other parts like Salem higher, but still far below. Poverty levels range from 21% up to 35%. So you might be asking yourself, why live here in such a gloomy situation? Many of my friends and relatives celebrate when a college graduate leaves the area for a job. We're happy for them. But for a lot of us, for myself and many others, this is no celebration. To all of us here today, this is home and we are not giving up on it. In the community, you're gonna find the most selfless, generous, caring people with a work ethic that only the Steel Valley can produce. Teachers who work tirelessly in struggling districts to mold a generation of young minds, including myself. The Catholic priest who taught me how to use my voice. The small business owner who took a leap of faith and provided for a community that they knew did not have a lot of disposable income. For Mahoning Valley, the good times in America are okay, the bad times are devastating. Community built on small business suffered during the COVID-19 pandemic immensely, but we endured. As the old saying goes, Youngstown invented grit. We don't expect good things to happen, but we make things happen. This valley deserves the undivided attention of our legislatures in both Columbus and in Washington. We deserve a voice. No longer should we be gerrymandered apart, becoming an afterthought to the politician that inherited us as constituents. Just some fraction of a community they could swing by during an election year. We deserve representatives who know the Mahoning Valley as their home, as their livelihood. Representatives who know their constituents because they're friends, family, and neighbors. We're a tight-knit community of people who've always looked out for one another, quite frankly, because we've gotten used to looking out for ourselves. Look around you. You'll see there's hunger for growth, opportunity, and improvement. This is a community with pride, and a community who sees not just what is, but what could be. I've had the privilege of traveling across the United States of America. I've seen the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore and the rocky beaches of San Diego. I've had barbecue in Texas, lobster in Maine. I've ridden ATVs in the desert of Sedona. I've witnessed the natural beauty of the Niagara Falls, but it's amazing the country we have. But throughout all this, I still find myself at times missing the Sunday sauce in the kitchens of our grandmothers. Lanternman's Mill and Mill Creek Park, the boat rides in Mosquito Lake. And let's be honest, Chicago deep dish got nothing on Briar Hill. I've seen the White House, it's nice, but have you ever even lived? If you haven't eaten a blueberry donut from White House Fruit Farms, or in my case, two, okay, fine, six. I implore the commission to give us the representation that we deserve. We're a unique community with unique needs. To represent us, you have to be one of us. When they say call your local congressman, that process had better start by dialing 330. And in this community, we look out for each other because we have to look out for ourselves. It's about time we have the undivided attention of our representatives in Columbus and in Washington. Thank you to the commission. God bless the Mahoning Valley.
Okay. We're back. And I hope you enjoy that, Nick. And once again,
thank you. I think that you were very generous by comparing me to Congressman Traffic and Ray Mancini, but definitely not there yet.
Well, you said it best.
Definitely not even close.
When can we put you on the ballot?
That's right. Yeah, how much longer? We got commissioner. We got state reps. Yeah. You can move to Youngstown. There is a great open seat coming up there in the Youngstown area for a new state representative. A good one, finally.
Come to Trumbull County.
We take him to Trumbull County. I think a few places we can put him in Trumbull County.
Well, I tell you right now, Austintown's my home. I love it very much. I've been there over 10 years.
And you have a good representative in Austintown right now. We got Al Cattrall.
He's great. Here, guys, so.
Portions of it, yes.
Yes. And we have great representation with Mike Rooley there also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're sitting good. We're sitting good in the valley, that area. Now, how this redistricting is going to affect things, you know, let's talk about that just a little bit. I know we're not the authority on the redistricting, but you do have a redistricting in Ohio sheet that was handed out yesterday from the commission.
Yes.
And basically, each district, Ohio, needs to be made up of equal districts and with the same number of people. And you can't have more than 110% of the district. You can't have less than 105. You can't have less than 95% of population. So you're somewhere around 770,000 people or so.
Yes.
Have to be in your district.
Correct. And so right now, the object here is Trumbull, Mahone, and Columbiana counties to keep us united, to keep us in one district.
Yes. Keep the Mahoning Valley a district.
Yes.
Yeah. Not
keep,
half.
Keep us together.
Right.
Keep us undivided.
We're already split in Trumbull County.
We are.
And you're already split in Mahoning.
And,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Tim Ryan's got part of it.
Yeah.
Bill Johnson's
Everybody's
got a
piece of us right now.
Right.
And the goal is to keep us all together. However, given the constraints that you just mentioned, unfortunately, the three counties combined alone do not contain enough population for a district with just the three.
That's why we have Akron in with us. Some of Akron.
Part of the reason, yes. But what we're talking about here in theory is with a new map, with a new district, we're about 200,000 people short. In fact, Dr. Strasik talked about this on the news the other night.
Democrats have their way. Send the buses to the border, and we're right there. I'm sure the Democrats are thinking.
What that will require, though, is for if we're to stay together, it's also going to require a portion of or another county to be that borders us to also be a part of that new district.
Sure. I'd like to see personally. I know when I worked out of Berlin Lake, Berlin had parts of Portage, parts of Stark, and parts of Mahoning together. You know, it was weird because you drive around the lake through Deerfield, Lyons, all those years, three different counties right at the end of the lake. I thought, man, it'd be kind of neat if they were all represented at being the Berlin Lake is, you know,
yeah.
How do you split a lake up? You know, but they do there. You know, I thought that would be kind of neat to have that corner as part of it. But then again, I've heard rumors of, hey, let's have Mahoning, you know, put together with Carroll and some of Portage and some of Stark and Columbiana. You know, there's many different views and opinions. The biggest thing, I guess, is first is do they we totally eliminate us and integrate us into someone else, or do we expand our 13th district and reshuffle everything where we actually have to absorb more of someone else's district?
Correct. There would need to be a portion of a neighboring county that would need to be included to make up for that population that is still needed.
And it's always been screwy. Bill Johnson's district goes all the way down to Scioto, to Portsmouth.
Yeah. Right?
You can't get to Scioto County from here. If you do, it's going to take you 6.5-7 hours driving along the river to get all the way down. I mean, how the hell does he represent people fairly when he basically represents the right half of Ohio all the way along the border from here all the way down to Kentucky? Yeah. That's BS the way that is right there. You know, they got to bump some of that inland. They got to do something different. And they can't even make that top heavy. I mean, if you had all the population up here and then the tail all the way down to Portsmouth, it'd be like a big sperm going up the river with their tadpole with the big head up here with all the population. Then you got people 6 hours away saying the same thing. Where's our congressman? You know, hello, we're in Portsmouth. We need help. You know, you can't do that either.
And no doubt that the way the districts are gerrymandered currently is flawed. So what happened in 2015 was a ballot initiative passed that essentially changed the rules a little bit. Number one, it added two more representatives to the commission to put these maps together. And what it did was it required for two of those members to be of the minority party. Whereas previously it was only one. And as you mentioned before, in order for these maps to be finalized and to last the duration of the next decade, right, they have to be agreed upon by at least two members of each party. If that does not happen, then yes, it will be a four-year deal, which I would like, ideally, if we're going to be represented fairly, we should have a full 10-year deal that I think, I would hope that both Republicans and Democrats can agree on. Look, like I mentioned, we had a diverse crowd of Republicans and Democrats, all parts of Mahoning Valley, all different ideas, all different, hopes and dreams for the Valley that were at this event. I spoke to someone pulled me aside after I spoke and, introduced himself. So it was great to meet me. And he goes, are you a D or an R? I'm a D. And I said, well, I'm an R. And we went on to talk about, how important this area was. And it doesn't matter your party.
Yeah.
This is not a partisan issue. This is about representation. Yeah. Give us a district that puts the entire Mahoning Valley together and let us have an election. We can choose. We can choose if we want. There's going to be fine people on both sides, a Republican nominee and a Democrat nominee. You both mentioned some potential candidates. Mm-hmm. Let us decide.
And I've seen this has happened before. This isn't new. And we'll just use our good friend Jim Renacci, for example. After he came in and beat Bocelli, he had to run twice against two other sitting congressmen and women, and he beat them. But that was ridiculous because they were combining districts back then, a little different than the way they have it now. But they basically tried to shut Renacci up in a sense and had him keep running against these other people, and he knocked them down one by one. Yeah. He was the only congressman.
Powerhouses too.
Yeah, he's the only congressman in history to have to defeat two sitting congressmen to keep his seat. And he was a congressman over there for 8 years until he voluntarily gave it up. He could have went undefeated if they'd kept doing that to him.
The second one of which he beat was Betty Sutton, correct?
Yeah.
The candidate for lieutenant governor last time?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, he beat powerhouse. He beat Democratic powerhouses after he beat Bocelli, which is no slouch name.
Right.
He was a sitting congressman. This guy, he beat the best. He went up against the best, and that's what they say. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. You want a title fight. Jim Renacci won two title fights already, and he's going into his third title fight, and he's undefeated. So I like his odds. I'm just saying, separate issue, separate topic. But, was the governor there to hear us on all this stuff? Has he made a statement about redistricting? No, I'm sure he had somebody there. He had one of his delegate guys here. He sit in and, just appease these people up there in the Mahoning Valley a little bit.
Yes. So there were two members of the seven-person commission that were the actual members. Representative. And one of them was Senator Vernon Sykes, the Democrat, so credit to him, and also to our state auditor, Keith Faber. Yep. Everybody else, they sent a representative. So it was unfortunate. I was hoping to
repeat that again. This listener's got to hear this.
Yeah.
Two out of seven actually had the guts, the balls to actually do their job and come and represent us correctly
themselves.
And hear what we have to say. And the other sent five pawns. I heard one of them sent Lepore Hagen. One of them sent somebody else. And that's the best they can do. They couldn't be there themselves. They didn't care enough to clear their schedule. You're talking about a congressional seat to be one of 435 in the country, and you didn't have the time or you're too busy in your schedule to come and listen to what the people have to say yourself. It wasn't important enough to you. You got to send a pawn.
Apparently not.
That's wrong. That's bad. That's horribly wrong. And then we had more past elected officials in the crowd. That were there than we had actually the elected officials on the commission be there themselves.
We did. Representative Bocelli, he spoke. I spoke. He didn't speak, but I saw.
And he may want to be congressman in this new district, too. That's another name that to throw in there.
I'm sure there were all kinds of motives. I ran into Representative Gerberry. He was there. He didn't speak, but he was in attendance. And there were a few others. But it was definitely a mixed bag, of former representatives.
Was Tim Ryan there?
And I don't believe so. No, he was not.
Or did he have representation? It's his district. It's potentially gone.
If there were, I did not see them or they did not make themselves known. But what was impressive to me, as much as I would have hoped to see more of our area elected officials there. Just the everyday citizens that, you know, there was nothing in it for them. They had nothing to, well, they did have something to gain by getting fair representation. But other than that, what I'm trying to say is their motives are pure. They took time out of their day. I mean, look, this is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My employer was gracious enough to give me time off to be there. And I'm sure theirs were too. They went out of their way to stand up for this valley. And so many times during the speech, I wanted to just say, I said, look around you, not just on your way in, driving by the Canfield Fair, where, you know, a lot of the people you represent, I saw them 2 years ago campaigning
all
for the
there.
Job that put them there.
There.
Not only that, but look around at this crowd. This is a real
the
diverse
cockroaches
community
when you turn the lights out.
Yes, but that was very impressive and inspiring to me. Just average citizens that were concerned and knew this was an important issue and wanted to be there and make their voices heard.
Well, yeah, like you said, you did extremely well.
Thank you.
Regina and I are both Mahoning Valley people. And there are so many things listening to your talk yesterday that when I had friends, and I'll think of it this way, when I brought friends home from college or when I have people come to visit or I have coworkers that have to be in town for training or whatever it is, there's certain things you want to show them. There's things that we like to highlight. We like to spotlight yes. that this is who we are. This is where mm-hmm. I'm from. You know, these are our scrappers. You know, mm-hmm. these are people that are from Youngstown. These are the people that we're proud of. When we talk about the Al Bundys. We talk about the, you know, Ed O'Neill, of course. Yes. We talk about the Boom Boom Mancinis. We talk about the Dave Dravekis and the Don Mags and all the people that played pro football. The, you know, the people recently, the Fitzgerald Toussaint and you know, this is home of Jim Tressel lives now.
Yes.
This is where Jim Tressel came from and where he came back to. You don't think Jim Tressel could have went anywhere in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Tressel could have been, you know, the king of Ohio in Columbus if he wanted to stay there. He could go to Cleveland and be the king. He can go to Dayton and be the king. He'd go anywhere. He came back to Youngstown, Ohio. There's a reason for that. The people that are from this area or get a taste of it or have lived here, they understand it. They understand our restaurants. They understand our culture. They understand our – you talk about diversity. You know, the festivals we have, everything from the African-American Festival in downtown Warren to the Greek Fest to the Italian Fest, multiple of them, to the Slovenian festivals that they have. The St. Patrick's Day in Youngstown, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, nobody does it, you know, like Jeff Crystal and Irish Bob's and all the places that were growing up that, I mean, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day in the Mahoning Valley. I mean, it starts out with green eggs and beer at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, this is and I don't care if you're black, white, Italian, everybody celebrates it, just like they celebrate the Italian Fest. This is a melting pot area mm-hmm. that all of our grandfathers came here for one reason or another, and that was to work, and to work a good wage. We're an area that's rich, deeply mm-hmm. rooted in Union tradition, yes. and we have families that worked hard to put their kids through college to have a better life.
Yes.
And a better life didn't involve destroying their history of where they came from. It didn't involve crapping on their ancestors by saying, oh, well, someone in Akron could do better. Let's do someone from Alliance. Let's there's a guy out there in Ashtabula. Let him represent us. Now, no offense to that. I love Dave Joyce in Ashtabula. He does great work in Ashtabula. Bill Johnson does great work along the Ohio River. But you know what? There's a blend of Bill Johnson and David Joyce that I'm sure lives right here in the Mahoning Valley somewhere that can do as good as they do. That's from here, that understands yes. it, that gets it. And we all bash Christina Hagen for being an outsider. Everybody did. Now, all of a sudden, now those rules don't apply 2 years later.
We did hurt her, but she did beat, because she won Trumbull County. Now, that's Tim Ryan's county, and she did win. And I don't know how well she did in Mahoning County. I don't have the numbers on.
But it's still sad. She won. Yeah, she's but, you know, but it's still sad, even a little raw in the Republicans have voted for, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not wrong with me. I can speak personally. I liked her, you know, I respected
too, yeah.
her, but I still had those doubts in the back of my mind, like, not from here, she's not from here, she doesn't get it, she doesn't know what White House Fruit Farm is and blueberry donuts, she doesn't know what it's like to go to YSU Stadium and see a Mooney Ursuline game, she doesn't know what St. Christine's Festival is all about, she's never been to St. Columba's, you know, for something at school.
Right, and to your
she
point,
just
Denny.
She doesn't get it, and I hated to have that feeling. But I still have that feeling. I want my representative to be a representative of me yes. and my family,
with
my aunts, and uncles.
Well, that's right. And to your point, Denny, you know, I love, we could be here all night talking about all the great businesses, landmarks, everything that makes the Mahoning Valley culture. Okay. You know, one of the biggest flaws with that clip that you played, they asked us to keep our remarks to about 3 minutes. Mine were 6 minutes. I didn't even scratch the surface of everything that I wanted to talk about. I mean,
the spark that lit the flame, and that's why we're here today.
And you know, I'm thinking, man, I have to stand in front of this commission and try to explain to, you know, one or two are from around here, but about five strangers that you know couldn't point us out on a map. Hey, this is who we are. This is what we're about. Didn't nearly have enough time to do it. I would have loved to do a whole filibuster to try to tell them and try to convince them about what a great area that we are. And you know what? It was just put Wild Birds Unlimited. You know that building on 224 in Boardman? That was their original restaurant. And if you go to the building across the street next to St. Charles, where I go to church, next to that, if you look at the drive-thru window, it does say store number one. On there. And so, yes, they were founded in Youngstown. And then, you know, obviously Handel's is a staple. The Good Humor Bar was founded. And there was a History Channel documentary that the name escapes me, but they just did a documentary on the founding of that in the 20s. And so there's so much rich history around here.
and we fought for everything we got.
Yes, we did.
We have a damn Covelli Center and we have a 7-Eleven connector. Because we had a congressman that understood the valley and knew that Warren needed to get to Youngstown to keep it a valley. So Jim Traficant worked his whole career to make sure we had the 7-Eleven connector. And we have it. The Jim Traficant Highway. We have it there. I use it all the time. I used it to get here today. And that's something for people rolling up their sleeves and understanding. Having a congressman understands this is a valley. This isn't a couple cities near each other. It's a valley. We have the Covelli Center. Same reason. We needed a place to gather ourselves. We don't want our citizens going to Akron to Blossom. We don't want them going to Pittsburgh to the Post Pavilion or wherever they call it now, or having to go to downtown Cleveland. We need our own entertainment venue right here for our Valley citizens.
Yes.
And they do a great job there. You know, Kenny Bigley and Eric down there do a great job of packing in 5,500 people for events there. They're Valley people. These are people coming together. They get a concert Friday night, Little Big Town. That's huge in the country world. They're going to have it right downtown Youngstown is where they're coming to do it. And you're going to have people from the Valley, from Columbiana and Trumbull County to go down and enjoy that concert. Yes. And that's something we got to manage this thing, even though, and that's the thing, when I ran for commissioner last year, I thought, man, this really sucks because I can only be the Trumbull County commissioner. And I really wanted to be the Trumbull, Mahoning, Columbiana County commissioner. I wish there was a position that was a Valley commissioner because that's who I'm made up of. And I think we need to manage things that way. You know, I'm so glad our Port Authority does combine at least Mahoning and Trumbull County together, and we're able to do projects, joint projects based out through the airport for the Valley. And that's how we need to make sure our congressman gets us our funding and does things the exact same way. And for someone from the outside to come in and change that for political reasons, I don't care what party you're in. I don't want any political pigs. I don't want any political prostitutes coming in and destroying what we have here. That has worked for us since our grandfathers got off the boat in Italy in 1906.
Right. Mine included. And look, they shouldn't overlook us because like I said, we'll see them this year at the Canfield Fair campaigning for their office. This valley has swayed. I mean, how many races recently as things have started to shift to where we're no longer the Democratic stronghold that we used to be, but they still need us. They still need us to turn out. How many races on the state level, especially, have we determined because of how we've turned out? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're not to be overlooked. We deserve representation. We deserve to be taken seriously and not just to be, you know, a couple of representatives to drive through and, you know, hopefully listen to what we have to say.
Well, Nick, you spoke yesterday. What can the listener out there do now? The guy is sitting there saying, I don't agree with everything Denny Malloy says, but he's got a point here. That Nick Koga guy, he's got a point. That Regina McManus, she's on to something. What can they do sitting there on their couch right now, driving in their car, sitting at their cubicle and work, chained to their computer terminal? What can they do to make sure our voice is heard? What can we collectively do? I know we wanted to get the scrappers. We got a whole bunch of people together. Dominic Marquez rounded up a bunch of people trafficking. We went and had a barbecue right in the middle of Eastwood Field parking lot. It was the mall parking lot. Eastwood Field wasn't even in existence. We went out there and we banged a drum and we said, we want this here. We want the ballpark in Trumbull County right here. And lo and behold, that's where it is now. But that was from people doing grassroots things, basically jumping up and down saying, don't overlook us. We got to do the same damn thing right now. We need to get up, stand on the pickup beds of our trucks and scream out to the world, we're not going to let this happen to us. What can they do to really get involved to make an impact here?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that Youngstown was one of a handful of stops this commission is making across the state. So if you like traveling, my first suggestion is, look, today the commission went to Dayton and Cincinnati. Tomorrow, Zanesville and Rio Grande. The day after that, Ohio State University and Lima, as well as Toledo. And then Friday, they're going to end up at Akron and Mansfield. So Akron, you know,
is there a website or they just Google Ohio Redistricting Committee?
If you Google Ohio Redistricting Committee, it will come up. You can go to redistricting.ohio.gov and it will give you all the information on the commission. It'll give you access. They everything's public. So videos like these where everybody spoke, you can watch those.
There's a website here, www.lsc.ohio.gov/members. lsc.ohio.gov. Legislative, I guess that's probably.
So, the this has to do with the legislature because they do have to approve of the congressional district. and so that's
where. So, after all this bickering, then it's got to go in front of legislature too?
The congressional district does. So.
So this website would not take you to the.
It will provide you information on the current laws that are in place,
yes,
especially based around the ballot initiative that passed in 2015 that expanded the commission and also added a lot of what I believe are important new rules, really restricting them on how they can divide communities, specifically how they can divide cities and counties. And so that will tell you everything you need to know as far as what is in the current, what's in the books as far as currently what is law.
You know, the other thing they can do is, you know, we need to get Loycheck and Catrona Gintert to make sure they work together and tell them, you need to work to keep us a valley. We need to get the commissioners in Trumbull County to communicate with the commissioners in Mahoning County and Columbiana and say, we want you to call Mahoning County commissioners, make sure you work together. We need the mayor of Warren to call the mayor of Youngstown and say, hey, we need to stick together in this fight and we need to flex our collective muscle together to do that. We need Sandy O'Brien to work with Mike Rooley so that they say we're valley. If we all hold our hands and form that circle, that legislature, lock our arms together, united, then we may have a chance with this. We got to bang on anyone that's elected in power to make sure they don't overlook this and not pass the buck that, oh, that's a commission. I don't have any say-so in that. What's going to happen is going to happen. No, we need to make it happen ourselves. We need to stand up and fight on this one.
Absolutely. And when it comes to your state representatives, you know, there were two of our local state representatives that were filling in on that commission yesterday. So Representative Lepore Hagan was sitting in for Minority Leader Amelia Sykes. And Representative Gintert was there on behalf of, I believe, Speaker Cupp. And so those two were filling in on the commission. So they have direct access to these folks that are, making the decisions. So definitely reach out to them. Let your voice be known. Let them know that this is an important issue that we need to fight for. We need to fight for our valley. Look, the fact is we look out for each other in the Mahoning Valley because we're kind of too used to looking out for ourselves. You can depend on your friends and neighbors here because we're good and honest and hardworking people. And gosh, this is something that we got to come back together for. This is something that we have to look out for each other and fight for our community and make sure.
One other thing they need to do is if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're watching this podcast on Youngstown Studios or my Facebook, Nick Coke's Facebook or Regina's Facebook, you need to share. You need to hit share. I know people, they don't like, they watch. People like to peek. What do they call that? When they just look at sites and they never speak and they just stalk or whatever.
Troll
Facebook. You need to share this damn thing. You need to share it so your family and friends see it. You need to share this thing and say, hey, watch what these people have to say. We need to get the word out because this is going to happen quick. this is going to happen within a month. It's going to happen probably within weeks, and it may have already happened. We may need to change people's minds and stop them from doing what they're going to try to force down our throats anyway.
Correct.
We need to get out here and fight on this, share, make your family members aware of it, make your community aware of it, and start banging the drum. You got a city council meeting, go to it and say, hey, what are we doing about the redistricting? Yeah. If you see a public meeting, a public forum, a school board meeting, whatever, hey, did you guys voice your opinion? Let's take a vote. Let's collectively say we need to keep the Mahoning Valley as a congressional district. We need representation for our Mahoning Valley citizens.
Yeah, and we'll post these links in the comments as well for the websites. And
now, as of Monday, the commission did not produce a map. I think that some people were anticipating that. Some people voiced their disappointment in one not being there, one not being proposed. So based on what we've seen so far, they have not produced a proposal. So hopefully we will see that very soon. And hopefully it will be one that once and for all, or at least this next decade, but I think once and for all, should keep the Mahoning Valley together.
Nick Coca, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you've got to get to a faraway meeting. You got some traveling ahead of you today.
Yes, sir.
But we deeply appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to wrap up things here in a minute with the final word. I got some things have been sitting, leaving a bad taste in my mouth that I need to wash right out of my mouth into this microphone here when we come back in just a second. But Regina, I think, is going to escort you out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you back to wrap things up.
Well, I just want to say thank you both so much for having me on. This was a great privilege. And keep up the great work. I love the show. I watch you every week that you're on. So please keep it up. And thank you so much.
We're going to have you back on, and we'll get a little more into
be happy to.
Point. And
I would love to talk about
when we had that show with Tex and Jonathan and Thomas. What a great show. And those people are future leaders. Yeah. Nick is right there with them. I met them all at the same time. You introduced me to, the people that you introduced me to are just phenomenal. It's like I've gone to college for the last year and she's the professor. And you've taught me so much about these people. And then everyone you brought, people like this, these are future leaders that are going to be blazing the way. We need to hold down the fort until their time comes for them to step up and emerge and take the reins of things. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're co-pilots. They're in training, but with leadership like Tex Fisher and Nick Coca. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Senior advisors. And we will look forward to following your career down the road, Nick, because what you showed us yesterday took some real guts, some real leadership, and you step forward. And it's like, that's the type of guy that we need fighting. That's not a guy who's going to hide behind the scenes. That's not a wishy-washy guy. And none of those guys that we talked about earlier are. You know, that is like the dream team coming up. It's kind of like you had the Rat Pack, and then you had the Brat Pack, where Emilio Estevez and Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen and all these great actors all came out of this. Rob Lowe and Demi Moore. You kind of are like the new Brat Pack that are coming up in the conservative Republican Party here in the Valley. And we're looking forward to seeing your careers blossom in the future.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, they're gonna head out.
And actually, I have to go too because after I'm done with him, I have a Zoom call.
Fantastic. Thank you, Regina, for being on the show. I want to wrap things up here quickly. Just a couple little things I want to get off my chest here a little bit. For those
we'll
who live
see you
in
Trumbull, next Tuesday.
That's right. We're great guests coming up in future weeks. I don't know how many of you people follow what's going on in Trumbull County with the commissioners. It is a circus going on. People listen today. They had over 75 people on the phone listening to their workshop. They've had as many as 250 people listen in on commissioners meetings, basically to see what crazy stuff honestly comes out of Nikki Frenchco's mouth and what crazy stuff the commissioners are gonna rebuttal and watch the fight. And yeah, it's all funny. It's all fun and games, and you watch it and you laugh and you think, oh my God, what a wacko. These days, what a three-ring circus. And then you look at it and you're like, wait a minute. We're paying $300,000 for these people to do their job a year. And when they do their job, we expect service. We expect things to get done. And I'm like, between all the drama, between all the fighting, between all the he said, she said, between all the employee complaints, between all of the just crazy stuff, where is our service that we're getting for our county services? We got a 911 center right now that's struggling, doesn't have enough employees. We have roads that need worked. We got contracts that need done. We got $36 million in recovery aid money. And Joe's sitting over here with me now and running the controls. He's a citizen of the Valley here too. But $36 million that needs to be spent in Trumbull County. They had a deadline, and they haven't even formulated what the plan is for these townships or people in the county to apply for this aid money that came from COVID relief. And are they going to put it towards water lines? Are they going to put it towards sewage? They don't have the direction. And then today, after a long bickering meeting today of getting nothing done, the best that they came out with is, well, we don't know how to spend this money. We're not qualified. We can't handle it. Let's hire an outside consultant. Let's have someone come in and tell us how to spend this $36 million. And I'm sitting there on the radio line or on the phone line listening, thinking, did I just hear that correctly? The three people that we elected to manage our county budget, to be the CEOs of Trumbull County, said today in a meeting, they're not qualified to handle to spend this money. They don't know what to do to spend this money. They can't even get a meeting together to come up with the rules and on how to spend this money. So they want to hire an outside consultant to come in and spend the money for them. To me, that's just preposterous. So I got to get that off my chest, that we need to get involved in government on all levels. You need to follow what's going on in your townships. I've never seen a circus though like what's going on in Trumbull County. Nobody has. It's in the newspaper. I mean, that's the Tribune is selling more newspapers to the Trumbull County commissioners than for any other thing that's occurring that could sell papers. But the circus has to end. Enough is enough. We need real leadership. We need them to quit acting like children. We need them to do the jobs we elected them to do or forfeit their pay. If you want to come in and fight like that and say, hey, don't pay us this week, donate it to a charity, put it into a nonprofit, put it in some fund or whatever, give it to someplace safe or battered women's shelter or something, you know, maybe that'll work. But don't come in and cash the paychecks that our tax money is paying for to sit there and fight all day long. The citizens deserve better. The workers deserve better. The girls in the commissioner's office deserve better. People should take pride in going to work for county government. Right now, county employees are afraid to go to work. They don't know who's targeted next, who's next on the chopping block, or what argument that they're going to be a political pawn in. Right now, you've got an employee at the 911 center that's a political pawn. Yeah, if things are correct, he's done 11 things in 7 months for work, and he's done it from home, and the things they've shown have taken 20 minutes to do. So this guy has worked less than 200 minutes in 7 months and doesn't report to anybody, but the commissioners put him in there and said he's our employee, but he's there at the 911 center. We're going to make you pay for him in your budget, but he reports to the commissioners. So the director at 911 can't even discipline this guy. And she said today he's not performing his job. He's not doing things, but she can't do anything about it because he's not her employee. So she basically told the commissioners and asked, if he's your employee, you pay for him. He can still have an office here, but take him off of our payroll so we can hire another dispatcher before an officer gets killed out there because we're so short-staffed. They're supposed to have 35 employees at 911. They have 25. You're supposed to have three supervisors. And when I do the math, that's a 24-hour center. And if you only have two employees that are supervisors, someone's getting short end of the stick somewhere because you can't manage a whole work week on only two people. You need at least three people to cover even just the three shifts. And that's if they work 7 days a week. So they're so shorthanded there. It's not funny. Somebody's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get killed. It's going to be an officer calling for help one time in the middle of the night. And you're going to be so understaffed. Nobody's going to answer the call. Then who's going to, are the commissioners going to say, yep, it's on us. It's our fault. We didn't fund the place correctly. We didn't manage the correctly. We didn't run the county correctly. We didn't do what you elected us to do. And that's just one office. The county engineer is trying to step it up, Randy Smith, and take control of some things and run his department in spite of what the commissioners are doing. We deserve better service. Look at Mahoning. Look at any other county around you. If you need to learn how to be a commissioner, ask them, call them, pick a phone up and ask them, hey, you do the same job we do. How do we do it? Step in here and help us. You know, do it or get out of the way and let somebody else lead. So that's my rant that I get off the chest. And on behalf of the citizens of Trumbull County, I'm just saying we deserve better. We had a great show, Joe. I'd like to thank Joe Danier for everything he does here with Youngstown Studios, keeping it together. We got a big rock and he's got a little hammer, but he is chipping away at this thing to make sure you citizens get the best news, get the best coverage, and feel inclusive with the Mahoning Valley broadcast that is homegrown right here out of the Mahoning Valley. And we look forward to future weeks with you. Contact Youngstown Studios if you'd like to sponsor. If you have a business, if you have an opportunity, where you'd need to get the word out to the listeners that listen to this show or any of the other shows on Youngstown Studios. Send an email, send a text, give us a phone call here at Youngstown Studios. They'd be happy to help you out, and look forward to talking to you next week. That's a wrap for this.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.